Record Store Day. Record Store Day 2026 was on Saturday, April 18th, 2026. The annual event features hundreds of exclusive vinyl releases and celebrates independent record shops worldwide, special releases from artists such as Taylor Swift, Pink Floyd, and Robert Plant. Saturday, April 18th, 2026, celebrates independently owned record stores with exclusive limited edition releases, features over 350-plus exclusive titles, including vinyl from artists like Brandi Carlile, Tom Petty, and Lawfully. Event focus encourages supporting local physical record stores. So anyway, we're going to listen. The first set of music is going to be artists who had releases on Record Store Day. We're going to start this off with Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... We'll be right back. far. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer.
Think Don't fight it, baby. Make me
Yes, that was David Bowie and Moon Age Daydream live version from the Hello Spaceboy EP, originally released in 1996, but it was reissued as part of a Record Store Day. Before that, we had The Who and Run, Run, Run from A Quick One, released on Decca Records in 1966. So that was from That was from there was a recently reissued on a Record Store Day. We heard Camper Van Beethoven and What Makes You Think You're the One from Tusk. Covers of a Fleetwood Mac song. That was from Tusk. Released in 2002, that's the record that was also reissued on Record Store Day. So then we heard Talking Heads and Psycho Killer from the 1975 CBS demo session. But there was a Record Store Day exclusive with the CBS Columbia demos, which also had the same version of Psycho Killer. And we started things off with the Modern Lovers and Roadrunner from their self-titled debut album, released in 1976. And that was also a Record Store Day reissue. So yeah, some fun on Record Store Day. So anyway, it's 37 minutes past the hour. Oh, you know, so anyway, I was watching Doctor Who on the Doctor Who Classic Channel, and they had Shada. So Shada is like this story they're filming it, and then they never finished filming it because of a strike. And they made several attempts to complete the filming, but they never quite got around to it, and it was like basically an unfinished episode. So then, it was first released in the early 90s with Tom Baker doing narration for it, but it was also re-released in 2017 with unfilmed segments animated, and the surviving cast members were the voices of the characters. I think like the Professor Chronos was dead, and the voice of K-9 was also dead, but pretty much everyone else survived. And you can tell like the Tom Baker has a similar voice, even though he's now like elderly. But with the Lala Ward, you can tell there's a difference between Lala Ward 1979 and Lala Ward now, older. But anyway, the interesting thing is they have Professor Chronotis, who is a retired Time Lord, and he's been a professor at Cambridge for like 300 years. So how does that work? Well, I imagine like the old people die off, and the young people come along, and they're like, oh, this guy, professor, he's been a professor for like 25 years. And it's like, 25 years, like more like 50 years. More like 100 years. It's like nobody even knows, because like if you don't get in people's way, then nobody challenges you, and you can exist. That's not that. Anyway, I'll probably get to this day in music before we fall too far behind. So I'm getting cue this intro here.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
So, it's the wrong playlist. Here, hold on a second. Here we go. The next show. Yeah. Segment. This is the wrong playlist again. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, here, okay, that's good. Sorry, we're playing, this is the same music, and we're commemorating the birthday of Paul Davis, American singer and songwriter, best known for his radio hits and solo career, started worldwide in 1970, born April 21st, 1948. He won't be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died in 2008. But anyway, we commemorate the birthday of Paul Davis.
I'm on the car hop. You in the bebop. You say boo-wop, bitty-wop, bitty-wop, boo. All of them changes you put me through. If I could go back again, well, I know I'd never let you go. Back with all my friends, cause that one before. This big five love affair, we wasn't getting nowhere. But we didn't care. It was pretty. This big five love affair, rock and roll was simple and clear. I still believe I can hear it, baby.
Yeah.
song has sudden ending. Yes, that was Prince. I'll find the here you go. Yeah, that was Prince and 1999 from title track from that album, the 2019 remaster, and that's to commemorate the fact that it's this day, April 21st, 2016, 10 years ago, that Prince was found dead in his home in Minnesota at the age of 57. An apparent drug overdose. And before that, we were Cheap Trick, and their cover version of the Beatles' Good Morning, Good Morning from Sgt. Pepper Live, recorded in 2009. And that's commemorating the fact that it was on this day in April 21st, 1967, that the Beatles completed the sessions for the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The final recordings were a short section of gibberish and noise, which followed a day in life in the Runout Groove. And we also heard the Foundations and Baby Now That I Found You from the Foundations, at least 1967. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Alan Warner from British soul band The Foundation, who scored the 1967 UK number one single, Baby Now That I Found You, and the 1969 US number three single, Build Me Up Buttercup. Born April 21st, 1947, so he's 79 years old today. We're Keith Richards and Take It So Hard from Talk Is Cheap. That was originally released in 1988, but that was from the 2018 remaster. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the day that Keith Richards' mother, Doris Richards, died of cancer. The 91-year-old mother of the Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards bought her son her first guitar for his 15th birthday. So, yes, Keith Richards came from a relatively poor background, but his parents encouraged his musical abilities. We heard Iggy Pop and the Stooges and Raw Power, title track from that album, released in 1973, and that's commemorating the fact that today is the birthday of Iggy Pop, born April 21st, 1947. So he's 79 years old today. We started things off with Paul Davison's 65 Love Affair from Cool Night, released in 1981, I think. That's commemorating the fact that today is the birthday of Paul Davis, born April 21st, 1948. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died in 2008. When did he die? April 22nd, 2008. He died the day after his birthday, believe it or not. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamer.ehhh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place the 0 for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. I'll be pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of the show featuring, theme time songs about Vermont and the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio!
this man. Oh my God, RFP.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing. Too much heavy metal. Too much music you've never heard before. Too many long, boring economic lectures. Well, my friends, and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick. Shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Feel like I'm getting deja vu. This is like Iraq War number two. Iraq War number two. I like the look of those oil supplies. I'd be ashamed if someone invaded you. If someone invaded you. And I ran so far away. Obama. Destroy USA. A drone appears above your head. A Moab bomb comes falling down on you. Falling down on you. The fleet is moving nearer still. The Strait of Hormuz, it comes in view. The oil must flow through. And I ran so far away. The bomb I ran, I bombed them night and day. But destroy USA. Atomic bombs come falling down on you. A mushroom clouds in view. Send out a tweet to let you know. World War III, cause Israel told me to. All for Netanyahu. And I ran so far away. Bomb I ran. Bomb them night and day. Destroy USA.
NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact, there's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Quick announcement to the folks down at Flint's Rum Shack. Whoever is stealing my cigarettes needs to stop. Just because I go to the ladies' room to take a piss doesn't mean it's open season on my cigarettes. Go to hell, Noon. Those are my smokes. Bye-bye.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
For most of the 1980s and 1990s, Decca's parent company was Polygram, which in turn was owned by Dutch electronics giant Philips. After the war, Philips had acquired the pressing factory for Decca's Holland outlet, and in 1950 founded their own classical label, Philips Classics. The connections between the two don't stop there. In 1967, renowned Decca producer Eric Smith was poached by Philips Classics to become its artistic head, and in 1999, Philips Classics was absorbed into Decca, and its boss, Costa Pilavaki, became president of the newly combined group. From earliest days, Philips was renowned for the naturalness of its recordings. Artists included the Beaux-Arts Trio, the Quartetto Italiano, Claudio Arro, and Bernard Haitink. Later, Neville Mariner and his academy joined, as did pianists Alfred Brendel and Mitsuko Uchida, conductors Seiji Ozawa and John Elliott Gardner, and singers Jesse Norman and Jose Carreras. Philips is renowned for the best piano sound in the business, but it also pursued an ambitious series of opera recordings.
Recording to play and crazy, grooving tunes and jazz better navy. It's the
Yes, Van Halen. And there's only one way to rock, live at New Haven. What is it recorded? Yeah, live at New Haven Veterans Memorial Coliseum. August 27th, 1986. So, yeah. That was another Record Store Day release. It was, they released on vinyl live in New Haven, Connecticut in 1986. So I began to look for this, and I said, like, this must have a CD release. So apparently, like, they released 5150, the expanded edition, CD3, is the concert from New Haven, Connecticut. Huh. Easy. So anyway, it's 24 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the theme time before we fall too far behind. Let me cue the intro here. Yeah, here it is.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And we're expanding our travelogue somewhat. Last week we were in Syracuse. This week we've traveled eastward to Vermont, and per usual, this is like, there weren't that many songs, but they're enough to fill this segment of the show, including this song by Frank Sinatra.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow lies in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze warbling moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway, and they travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely summer breeze, the warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight. In Vermont.
sing a song in my heart.
Red-headed girl, in the old days, you and the guy standing by a tree with long hair and snow on the ground. She used to say, your ass is grass, head up to the sky, it's my way or the highway. I have your clothes, I have your eyes, buckskin shorts, the lace of the side, turquoise beads, and a buckskin vest.
Was Joan of Arc and Vermont Girl. That's wrong now. And that was from, that's from 1984. Released in 2018. Before that, we heard Sandy Salisbury and The Hills of Vermont from Do Unto Others. Released in 1969. We heard, where did I get it from? This is not Vermont. From, I don't know, who did that actually. I'm not sure who did that. We heard Old Canes in Taxi on Vermont from Early Morning Hymns, released in 2004. And it started things off with the Frank Sinatra and Moonlight in Vermont from Come Fly With Me, released in 1957. So, apologies for the scratchy. I got like a vinyl rip. I assumed it was good, but apparently not that great. But yeah. But anyway, let's fill out the music bed here. So anyway, we should probably get to the next segment of the show before we fall too far behind. Let's do the New Music Express.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week we have new music from Zion. Oh, yeah. Yeah, from Zion. They might be Giants, Snowcaps, and Graham Parker and the Gold Tops if we have time for it. So, yeah, we're going to start this segment of the show off with Zion from Conecaw. Now, the name of the song is Betting Folk. New Music Express on the next show. By the way, if you want to join us in the arts, you can join us at gamer.e888.us. Town Pound Sky Scanner.
Soon they used the day, left me up a hole again. Lightning strike the same blood again. Holding on, I let it go. Leaving for the bed and fold. You don't lose, you never know. Try, but it ain't easy leaning all the way out. Coming with this week, won't you kiss me on clouds? Swimming through seas with trees. Right now, chasing the shadow, shadow. Twice broke my heart and tried to fight, and you were there when I needed life. What is wrong, what is right, no advice, let the vibe dim the light and play house again. Hold it on, let it go, leave it for the better fall. You don't do, you never know.
Shadow, shadow.
just want a hit record. Wanna hear it on the radio. Wanna bring it record. Wanna everybody's got to know. Well, if the program director don't pull it, then it's bound to get back to pull it. So bring the group down to the station. You're gonna be an overnight sensation.
like I'm 15 minutes, so I can fucking let loose. It's 17, I had the world in my hands, but I'm 23, I just lost it. Something about the fact I'm losing my edge, I'm getting further away from a profit. So just try me on for a side. I know I'm getting slightly wide. Don't come for me, not like that, cause I'm coming around. Yeah, it's coming around. About how clueless you were and how not being alive is a profit. So I try.
Yes, that was Graham Parker and the Gold Top. And the live version of Soul Shoes released a single on Big Stir Records on, believe it or not, Friday. Before that, we heard Lime Garden in 23 from Maybe Not Tonight, released earlier this month. We heard Snowcap and Coast from their self-titled debut album, released, believe it or not, on Friday. Before that, we heard They Might Be Giant in their cover version of The Raspberries' Overnight Sensation from The World Is to Dig, released on Friday. And we started things off with Zion and Betting Folk from Conical, released, believe it or not, on Friday. So, anyway, that does it for the New Music Express. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamber.eachvillage.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place the O with the zero, or playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for a day or so, but I'm pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. You can join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. Love hour number three of the show featuring Fun with Fish and also the featured artist, which is The Legal Matters. And we're going to do part two of our deep dive into the Legal Matters tunage. And we'll have that right after this. Radio!
You are listening to Radio Free Vishnu.
Free Vishnu. Hi, guys. This is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner
The voice of Gay Creek.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room. Or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
New Yorkers are about to enjoy one of the most beloved features of communism: government grocery stores. It's not communism, it's sparkling democratic socialism. New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani took a break from chasing New York's tax base to Miami to announce a bevy of government grocery stores that will burn $70 million to build five grocery stores over 3 years. That's four times the cost and eight times the delay of a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's if they weren't being chased to Miami. Then they'd have to sell four times what a Whole Foods sells to break even under government management. Of course, $70 million is the cost before the project starts. The first actual store in East Harlem is already pegged at $30 million. You like California high-speed trains? You're going to love New York's low-speed groceries. So the plan is the city buys the land and buildings, covers rent, construction, and overhead, then hires a private-operated, guided by New York's finest bureaucrats with price controls and diversity mandates. This sounds familiar. It's been tried dozens of times, even in the U.S., and it's failed dozens of times. In 2018, Kansas City Democrats decided neighborhoods didn't have enough grocery stores. Of course, this was because taxes, red tape, predatory bureaucrats, and predatory shoplifters drove them out. But their solution was dump $17 million to buy an abandoned grocery store, then another $7 million renovating it. For perspective, a normal grocery in Kansas might cost $3 million all in, not $24 million. Hilarity ensued. Customers went from 14,000 a day to three. Shelves were empty. Produce was goopy. Residents complained the entire store smelled like rotting meat, probably because the meat was rotten. The city responded by dumping another $29 million, yet the store was still losing nearly $1 million a year, so they finally pulled the plug. New York journalist actually asked Mamdani about the Kansas City experiment, to which Mamdani replied, "Don't worry, he's going to bring in the best and brightest bureaucrats. True socialism, that will work this time." Alas, it's not that Kansas City was uniquely dumb. Dozens of left-wing cities have tried government grocery stores with the same script. Dump millions, lose millions, shut down. The reason is grocery stores are harder than they look. Government is dumber than it looks. Typical grocery store in America makes just 1.6 pennies on the dollar, meaning it's got to be a well-oiled machine to survive. The notion of New York bureaucrats competently running that kind of machine is imaginative. Ironically, New York is not, in fact, a food desert. The city has over 1,000 small groceries and would have a lot more if New York's best and brightest reduced red tape and taxes, maybe even arrest a shoplifter every now and then. So what's next? The hallmark of true socialism is the load-bearing walls crumble, the food, water, electricity, public safety, while the bureaucrats thrive and breed like flies. Mamdani is doing everything he can to turn the Big Apple into a failed communist paradise. Prediction Market Kalshi has even odds the city will lose 80,000 high-income residents in the next 18 months, Detroit on double time. New York's groceries will fail, and when they do, it's worth asking what else the city of New York is screwing up, from city daycare to housing and public transit to public schools. Follow for daily videos. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service. And now it's time for some Fun with Fish on the next show.
Yes, Fun with Fish. 1-3 songs by America's favorite jam band. So, anyway, I think we're going to do like 2 songs from Fish tonight. We're going to start with Fish, Live Fish, recorded live at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, on February 28th, 2003. This is a song called Bathtub Gin. Fun with Fish on the next show.
In the bathtubs, making soup for the ambassadors, and I'm in the hallway, singing to the troubadours, and the kings are all lined up outside the gate, and the autumn bell is ringing, but they'll just have to wait. Where is the Joker? Have you seen him around with a three-cone cap that he wears like a crown? Have you seen his striped stockings? And heard his sad tale about the kids under the carpet and the purple humpback whale? Here come the ambassadors, they show up one by one.
Red is tasting all the soup to see if it is done. And Wendy's on the windowsill waiting to be let in. And we're all in the bathtub now, making bathtub gin. When the kings stormed the hallway, they've climbed up through the gate. They didn't mean to be impolite, but they just couldn't wait. Here comes the Joker with his silly grin. He carries a martini made of bathtub gin. Here comes the Joker. We all must laugh, 'cause we're all in this together, and we love.
Sun crochets the clouds with yarns so fine and fills the oceans with red wine. The trees, the sky, the forest fair bring a flavor to the air. I raise my glass and in a while you answer with a secret smile. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. To me. Leaf that landed near has carried Dionysus here. He'll slip away, but only when he sees our glasses filled again. Sometimes when the evening's young, the wind dies down, the setting sun crochets the clouds with yarn so fine and fills the oceans with red wine. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. To me. Thank you.
That was some Fun with Fish. 1 to 3 songs by America's Favorite Jam Band, at least since the breakup of the Grateful Dead. Anyway, that was Secret Smile, the acoustic version, recorded live at the Festival 8 Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, on November 1st, 2009, and that was from the album Live Bait Volume 5, 2011 Festival Sampler. And we started things off with Bathtub Gin, recorded live on February 28th, 2003, at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale. Is that still around? Maybe tore down. Let me check. There we go. Nassau Coliseum. No, still around. Not being used, because I think both the Islanders have abandoned it. Let's see, built. Also, here we go. Broke ground January 20th, 1969. Opened February 11th, 1972. Let's see. The Islanders left in 2021. But anyway, yes. Largely abandoned, but still, at the time it was all the rage. So anyway, 39 minutes past the hour. Surprised you get to the next segment of the show. Referrals fall too far behind, so let's cue the intro to the featured artist segment.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
And this week we're featuring the Legal Matters Part 2. It's interesting. So last week we got through Chris Richards and the Subtractions, and the first album. Listen to another track from the first album. There you go. Yeah, let's listen to a track from their debut self-titled album. This is called It's Not What I Say, The Legal Matters, on the next show.
Thank you.
That was The Legal Matters from their subtitled debut album. And It's Not What I Say. So, anyway, that brings us to their next album, which is Conrad. Released on on October 18th, 2016. Probably released on Klingsmith's Future Man label. And eventually released on Omnivore Records. Here's a review of the album. The debut album from The Legal Matters was one of the more pleasant surprises of 2014. A collaboration between three power pop cult heroes from Michigan that revealed they had even more to offer as a trio. Given how good The Legal Matters was, the strength of their second album together, Conrad, is a bit less unexpected. But that doesn't change the fact that it's a genuine improvement on the debut. Andy Reid, Chris Richards, and Keith Klingensmith worked very well together on the first album, but they're clearly a bit more comfortable with one another on Conrad. And they're 1240 Conrad. And their individual songwriting styles mesh more easily the second time around. While all 11 tracks on Conrad were credited to individual members of the band, this plays more like a group effort, with each member bending their sound to the needs of the trio. Lyrically, these tunes are sometimes more witty. The updated nostalgia is short-term memory, and the sometimes passive "more birds, less bees" ponders the mysteries of relationships, and always recognizably human and heartfelt, especially the cool kid, which contemplates the ways in which you never shake off the high school caste system. The group's harmonies are splendid on these sessions, and vocals that often recall the best moments of Big Star's number one record, and a few moments that would make Brian Wilson smile. The Legal Matters away with the melody is even stronger and more pleasurable the second time around, and the production is straightforward, but full of nice details like the Mellotron, the cool pin, very nice 70s synth patches on Better Days. The album was recorded at Reed Studio, and its engineering and mixing skills are on point here. Blended in concept and execution, Conrad is a must for fans of 21st century smart pop, and hopefully this trio has more great music up their sleeves. So I'm going to listen to a track from Conrad. Here's The Legal Matters, Short Term Memory.
Looking in at nothing, a face in a screen, it makes me wonder. Everything.
Yeah.
heard three songs by The Legal Matters. That was Better Days. Before that, we heard The Cool Kid. And we started things off with Short Term Memory. All those were from Conrad, released on Future Man Records and eventually Omnivore Records on October 28th, 2016. So, here's a review of Conrad from one of the users of RateYourMusic.com. This is from R9350, posted on October 28th, 2016. An outstanding sophomore effort from The Legal Matters. They were great on their first release, but they really sound more like a band on this effort. Great playing and vocal harmonies are plentiful throughout. Hints of Jellyfish, 70s Beach Boys, Teenage Fan Club, Matthew Sweet, etc. can be heard throughout. Needs to be in every power pop fan's collection. 4.5 stars. But anyway, we want to the next release, which is not a full-length LP, but it's an EP. This is the free Trapper Keeper EP, which we found for free on download for free on the Legal Matters website, or their Bandcamp site. Released, when was it released? In 2017, not sure what the date is. Maybe we'll find out. Here we go. January 27th, 2017. So it's not too long after Conrad was released. And so it contains a version of Pull My String, which is the same version found on Conrad. But what we're going to focus on is, like, the cover versions. They have a cover version of Big Star's When My Baby's Just Beside Me, so I think I'll play that. So anyway, here's The Legal Matters covering Big Star. When My Baby's Beside Me. Covering The Legal Matters on the next show.
Oh,
Legal Matters, that cover version of Big Stars, When My Baby's Beside Me, from, what was it from? From, that's it, Free Trapper Keeper EP. We download it for free on their Bandcamp site. That does it for, the Legal Matters. Somehow we're gonna search that to, like, part three for a deep dive into the music of the Legal Matters. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place the O with a zero, word playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so, but I've been pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, amazingly enough, you've survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. And we'll be back with hour number four of The Next Show, featuring our tribute to John Hammond, Part 7. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite. Blink is like wink, but not quite.
Leave.
My tape.
Bleed.
Machine to scarf my tape.
Big bleed.
And put in another. What the
bleed.
Is that? Don't fear the Reaper, man. You're not playing that pussy
bleed.
In a blue torpedo, man. I told you. Blue Oyster Cult. Give him
bleed.
It's Blue Oyster Cult, man. It's a pussy song.
It's BOC. How could it be pussy?
Let me tell you something. Every band puts out at least one pussy song so they can find out who the faggots are. Now take it out.
Bleed.
You man?
Bleed.
Me? Ow! It's a pussy song. Say it. Pussy song. No faggot. Say it. Say it. Pussy song. Came out like a pussy song. I told you it's a pussy song.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard and Big Big Wasp from Nonagon Infinity released in 2016. That was another Record Store Day release on 12-inch vinyl, I think. Is that right? Here we go. Here's the list. King Gizzard and the Having Fun, a 12-inch shaped vinyl on Having Fun Records. Now it's 10 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the next segment of the show before we fall too far behind.
And now, the wild card segment on the next show.
And as you know, we're doing a deep dive into the music of John Hammond, who passed away on February 26th, Hammond. Basketball. John Paul Hammond. John P. Hammond. Yeah, died February 28th, 2026, age 83. So this week we're moving on to his next album, which is Long As I Have You, released 1998 on Point Blank Records. And here's a review of it. This is from Roxanne_NZ. Posted January 19th, 2023. Bluesmen often get better with age, white pioneers included. The main point of this album is that Hammond concentrates his tasks on singing and producing, lets a great backing band do the rest. The Nightcats are Charlie Beatty on guitars, Rick Estrin on harmonica, both brilliant, and the rhythm section of Ronnie James Weber on bass and June Corr on drums. Steve Lucky guest on piano. One other thing that Hammond did perfectly, the choice of material to cover. Not one lame tune in the bunch. Four stars. Four out of five stars. Anyway, we're going to hear a track from Long As I Have You. Here's John Hammond and a cover version of Sonny Boy Williams the Second's Don't Start Me Talking. Covering features of John Hammond on the next show.
Going down the road, just stop with Fannie Mae. I'm gonna tell Fannie about what I heard. My friend said I'm going to stop me talking. I'm gonna tell everything I know. Cut out that signifying, baby, cause somebody gotta go. $2 to go downtown and buy some margarine. Get tied on the street. George stopped her. He knocked her down. Black in the eye. Get back home. Tell her husband some lies. Now don't you stop me talking. I'm gonna tell everything I know. Cut out that signifying, baby. Now, somebody gotta go. Some money, go to the beauty shop. He honked his horn and she began to stop. Take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop, so I get my head stopped. Now don't you stop me talking. I'm telling the thing I know. Cut out that signifying, baby. Rocks have been my pillow, baby. Gravel has been my bed. Rocks have been my pillow, baby. Gravel has been my bed. I ain't got nowhere, baby. Lord, I lay my head in here. I went out on the highway. Baby, I tried to flag me a ride. I went out on the highway. I tried to catch myself a ride. And then nobody seemed to know me. Boy, they keep on passing me by.
Songs by the late John P. Hammond. That was Homeless Blues, cover version of a Bessie Smith song from 1927. Before that we heard I'm Gonna Find My Baby, cover version of a T-Bone Walker song. And we started things off with Don't Start Me Talking, cover version of a Sonny Boy Williamson II song. There were two Sonny Boy Williamsons. Sonny Boy Williamson, Sonny Boy Williamson the second. That was from the second one. And all those songs were from Long As I Have You, released on Point Blank Records in 1998. Apologies for the mediocre quality encoded as and it has 268 kilobits per second. I think it might be a variable bit rate encode. Yeah, it probably is, because it's different bit rates for all these different files. Yeah, not that bad. It's variable bit rate. Making the best of a bad situation, I guess. So anyway, this brings us to the next release, which is Wicked Grin. Released, again, on Point Blank Records in March 13th, 2001. This is interesting, because I have to go and look up the artist who originally did the songs. John Hammond covers them. But this is interesting, because all the songs are songs originally done by Tom Waits. They're covers of those songs. And here's a review of the album from Dice Lamas, posted September 27th, 2008. I know Waits was involved in this, and the two are mates, but I don't really understand why anyone covers Tom Waits' music. I came to this as a big fan of the originals, and also can appreciate Hammond's voice and guitar. When I put this on, I find myself wanting to hear Waits' original versions. I miss the gravel and the noise, the complexity of the clutter, the juxtaposition of the abrasive and the sweet. This is all just too nicely done. 3 stars. Here's another review. Hammond's albums are usually good but lack focus, so congratulations to the person who came up with the idea of doing an entire album of Tom Waits songs. The genius stroke, though, was getting Waits himself to produce it. And although asking Charlie Musselwhite to play harmonica doesn't hurt either. Easily the best thing Hammond's done in years. He has a real feel for Waits' music, yet brings a fresh interpretation. This doesn't sound like any of the Waits' own records. Plus, the wonder of 219, the best train song of the past decade. So, let's listen to a track from Wicked Grin. This is actually 219. Let's do this. We're paying tribute to John P. Hammond on the next show. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, channel pound Skyscanner.
I lost everything I had in the 29th flood. The barn was buried with a mile of mud. Now I'm down to nothing but the whistle and the steam. My baby's leaving town on the 219. I don't know what to do. I will remember. I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving town on the 219. Now there's a fella that's preaching about hell and damnation, bouncing off the walls at the Grand Central Station. I treated him bad, I treated him mean. Baby, leave a town on the 219. I said, hey, hey, I will remember today. Hey, hey. I don't know what to do today. Hey. I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving town on the 219. My baby's leaving town on the 219.
recognize yourself on Heart Attack and Vine.
Three songs by John P. Hammond. That was Sure Leave. Before that, we heard Heart Attack and Vine. And we started things off with 219. All those were from Wicked Grin, an album of covers of Tom Waits songs, produced by Tom Waits, incidentally. So, this was pretty successful album. This brings us to his next album, which is like Ready for Love, released in 2003. I have to say, I remember when this album came out. I was listening to like WFDU, and they used to play it on every day. I don't know if they play like the, let's see if they still have it. They had it on blues show that they played. WFDU 89.1. Let's see, schedule. You can listen to this more often. Come visit our Total Car Show on the Boulevard. Vinyl Thon 26. Oh, wow, that was a tribute to Uncle Floyd. This is a track from Ready for Love. And, I had the CD. I ripped this from the CD. Anyway, here's John Hammond and a cover version of a song by Freddie Hart. It's Easy Lovin', paying tribute to John Hammond on the next show. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join the gamer.eachrelate.us channel pound Guy Scanner.
Easy loving, so sexy looking. I know from the feeling that it comes from the heart. Easy loving, every day is Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings. Easy loving, seeing, believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream.
Remember what she said. She said, my, don't tell a lie. Keep fidelity in your head. My, don't tell a lie. When you're done, be sure to go to bed. Now don't say hi like a spider to a fly.
jump right ahead in your dick.
Color. a blue note in each song that I sang since you've been gone. Oh, blue must be the color of the blues. Put the bottle on the table, let it stay there till I'm not able to see your face in every place that I go. I've been sitting here so long, just remembering you have gone. Well, one more drink of wine, and if you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another. I'll keep drinking, it won't matter. I just remember I once have had her. I don't know why I sit and cry every day. I've been trying to forget, but I haven't stopped it yet. Oh, one more drink of wine, and if you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another. The bottle on the table, let it stay there till I'm not able to see your face in every place that I go. I've been sitting here so long, just remembering you have gone. Oh, one more drink of wine, and if you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another.
Heard four songs by John P. Hammond. That was Just One More, cover version of a George Jones song. And before that, we heard Color of the Blues, cover version of another George Jones song. We heard Spider and the Fly, cover version of a Rolling Stones song. I was like, I think this is a B-side of Satisfaction. You know, it's in the UK, anyway. Here's something different in the United States. We heard, before we started off with Easy Lovin', which is cover version of Freddie Hart's song from the early 70s. And all of those are from Ready for Love, released on Back Porch Records in 2003. That's a subsidiary of EMI. So I was going to do like the next album, which is At the Crossroads Blues of Robert Johnson. It's actually just a compilation of Vanguard songs from the past. So I'm going to move to the next album, which is In Your Arms Again, released on EMI Records. He graduated EMI in 2005. So anyway, listen to a track from this album. Here's John Hammond and Jitterbug Swing. Paying tribute to John Hammond on the next show.
Oh,
That was John Hammond, late John Hammond, and Jitterbug Swing from In Your Arms Again, released on EMI Records in 2005. That pretty much does it for the True to John Hammond. We'll have part 8 next week. Can you believe it, that we're up to 8 weeks now? That's just mind-boggling. But anyway, it's 2 minutes past the hour. Ran overtime here. Apologies for that. I think Eric and Ernie will play us out of here. You know, why not? Oh, let's see. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, anyway, yeah. So, join us next week. We'll have an equally awesome show.
In your smile.
And, so I've been thinking about, like, ways to fund the show. Is like, apparently the financial problems and so, well, you know, well, this is like basically doing the show is a hobby. So, I mean, if I had to pay for the hobby by funding the RFD, then so be it. But really, we should get it to where the show is popular enough that I don't have to do that. Sunshine, bring me love. The next live show on RFD will be the Tom and Darrell Afternoon Show at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And after that, you have Give Me Back the 70s by Jim Pemberton sometime in the evening. Anyway, stay tuned for a replay of Club and Taylor Overnight from sometime in the past. Let your arms be as warm as the sun. I'm gonna try to fix these calculators and try to fix my car too. So yeah, well, that's on the agenda for this weekend. I'll probably try to get some streaming device to work. So until next week, number 6, remind you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about those fingernails. No, yes. Drive safely and drink milk. Show's over. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Show's over. Goodbye. Goodbye. Turn off the radio, please. Stop listening. Goodbye. 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 I'm not going to be able to do that.